NNH Mobile.
For HKX Mobile. Good morning, Fred.
KO4 NNH. Morning, Patrick. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Wonderful. Driving back on my QTH.
How was your night?
Saying at least, had some really interesting issues occur last night that I ended up having to dig deep into my mental toolbox to figure out how to fix it, but I ended up getting it though.
Thing, I need you to learn from that experience.
Right there. Hey, Patrick, by chance, did you happen to hear if Steve, KM4, VWA went to the airfield by chance?
Him and Dave went there yesterday afternoon.
Okay, that explains a lot then. My buddy, he's actually unlicensed ham. He's, I think he thought the Steve and Dave out there. I was sitting here wondering.
They spent about an hour and a half out there yesterday. I talked to both of them.
I was up during the day, so I could talk to everybody during the day.
Sometimes it's hard, even with me, where my schedule's different than theirs. Like I'm down here so early and already working, and then I leave late, everybody's eating supper with their family, hardly anybody's on the radio.
I'll be there, by the time I'm on the radio, it's time for the nest, so I want to talk to people, but it's like the nest running.
We're on the way home, until they come on, there was nobody, and then, that was it. I was done after that.
I thought it would have been at least a couple people on, at least talking by then.
Have one more time.
I was talking low there. I said I'm a little surprised because there's only people on the radio around then.
Most of the time there's not. There's just a few, and if they're not there, then there's nobody. Or nobody that wants to come back to me anyway.
Fair point there, but in my defense, I don't really monitor Justin's computer during the night, so. It is today, Patrick.
Put out over in, or over toward Easley. I don't actually get into Easley. And then I make my way over toward Greer to end today.
After you tell me about that drive. Well, man, I hope everything goes well for you, honestly. I've been hearing rumors that there's a lot of cops on the interstate here recently. I'm like, huh.
Rumor no more. I can verify it. They were out in force yesterday. I had to go over and meet another distributor in Duncan and got on 385 and 85. And, man, the cops were everywhere. Had cars pulled over left and right.
Decal. Yeah, thanks for confirming that. Next time I go up towards Greer and even go on either interstate, I'm definitely going to be taking extra precautions.
Speeding if I was you, that's for sure. Because, I mean, there was probably 30 cops out there, and they were pulling cars left and right. I mean, I've never seen that many cars pulled over on the side of the road.
Oh, man. I can only imagine, yeah. Yeah, I'll probably, if anything, I'll be going under the speed limit more like it.
I went through there yesterday evening, and I guarantee you this truck didn't go over the speed limit.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like you had an interesting day yesterday along the interstate, whereas me, I was at home, and apparently there was an earthquake near my house. And next thing I know, I woke up to my whole house shaking like 9 a.m. I was like, what in the world?
Thing about that yesterday.
At 3 a.m. in the morning yesterday, I was a little shocked by it because, well, where I work, I pretty much only feel a lot of vibrations, so I can't really tell if it's an earthquake or just a normal plant vibration. But apparently it happened near my house, and there was a bit of an aftershock about 9:30 yesterday. It woke me up.
Now, I was hearing there have been quite a few earthquakes down somewhere else. You know, small ones like 2.2, 2.4, that kind of thing along a fault line down in the middle of South Carolina, I believe it was. So, who knows? Things could really be getting ready to change around here.
That just encourages me more to get this little battery and ham go box ready.
Working on one of those myself.
One thing about calling Chad today and asking him how he's got his solar setup running, I'm really thinking about doing a solar setup of sorts. That way, at least I got backup power for my radios and maybe get a charge or two off my phone, but I'm still trying to think of a good design for that.
Really nice setup. I looked at it this weekend, and it's really nice, the one he's got up at the cabin.
Meet him in person soon. Heck, I think about going up to the Greer meeting and maybe the Brar's meeting. They hold it next month.
Trying to make the Greer Club meetings, but I don't know.
One's in next month on the 13th, around 7. My buddy, who I think, like I said, I think he's the one that met Dave and Steve. I think Steve invited him out to the Greer meeting just to see what ham radio was all about. And I think about going myself. I haven't really been to a club meeting before, and I just happened to join the ARL recently, and I'm thinking about joining Brawlers, but I wanted to kind of see what their meetings are all about before I do that.
Hey, I think you ought to go and experience it, and they're a good group of guys. They were, you know, welcoming in, and so nothing like that. I think you'll enjoy it, but you got to put up with Steve.
I only talked to him a small handful of times on the radio. I've heard him talk here and there on the radio, so I can only imagine.
He's a good guy. I just like to give him a hard time. He's normally who I ride to the meeting with because I can't get the tour truck in there.
Okay, I think I follow what you do there now. You carpool.
Me over at one of my customers' shop. I leave the truck there, not too far from where the meeting's at. And then just ride over with him, usually go get some dinner and have a, you know, sit around, talk, and then go to the meeting, and then he takes me back to the truck. Either him or Daniel won, KEI4DTY.
Come on the radio recently, he seems like a pretty cool guy. Oh man, that one Saturday night just came back up in my head.
Really good guy. I like to give him a hard time.
Got to go out to that Greer meeting soon. I'd love to meet everybody out there besides Gary and Cliff.
A few of us got together at Chad's place this weekend. We had a good time, cooked out, just hung out for the day, learning from each other's situation and just having a good time.
I wouldn't know about that. I would have changed my plans right off the spot and would have headed out that way immediately.
Kept it small intentionally so we could get to know each other, and because we all got on the radio about the same time, and so we just kind of kept it there, and but we had a really good time. Next time we do it, I'll try to keep you in mind.
That'd be a hit or miss for me, Patrick. It's gotta be hit or miss for me because I work every other weekend, and that's the only time I get is like 4 days a month. So I gotta kind of prioritize what I got going on.
Oh yeah, so did we. I've got things I have to do on Saturdays. I've got business meetings and stuff like that. So trust me, I understand. And we just work around everybody's schedule. We try to see how we can make it work. But here, now that Christmas and the holidays are coming up, probably won't happen until after the first of the year anyway.
I've actually got plans to go back up to my hometown around Thanksgiving. I've got no clue if I'm able to do it yet. I'm trying to wait on to see what my job says, but apparently the manager, or the big boss man, doesn't want nobody moving, but there's work to be done, so I don't know what's going on with my schedule yet.
You got to wonder what's going through management's brain sometimes. KO4HKX.
Well, Patrick, I'm here at my destination. I'm entering the hole that is Pelzer. At least one side of Pelzer, I can't hardly get out on the mobile. So, say 7-3. Patrick, hope you have a great day. I hope everything goes out well for you, man. 7-3, get a coordinate name. I'll see you after your final.
Fred, go get you some rest. Have a great day. And I'll keep an ear out for you later. KO4 HKX, and I'm clear. 7-3.